and it's Nafilu Ches is Osa, because he says Badafke 7 is Muta, anything more than 7 is Osa. Boy mina yuhu retzana mirabami. One retzana, it's a personal tenor that makes the shoes, asked the shalach from Rabami, talk from me bifnim mahu. Let's say they sewed the sandals from inside it. What's the loch of this? Such a sandal that's sewed up on the inside, is that mutter to go out with nails sticking out on Shabbos? Omalei mutter. He answered it back, such a sandal is mutter. V'lo yadana my time, but I don't know what the reason is. Omer Rabashi, v'lo yodomar, you don't know my time and what the difference is, why it's mutter. Teretz poshit. Kivun the tor from ibefnim, since you had it sewn inside, hevelei manol, that makes it into a shoe already. Not called a sandal anymore. The male of the sandal goes with the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin only asked that he can't go out with a sandal on Shabbos that has nails sticking out. Mashenkein the manul le goes with the Rabbonin. But if you're wearing a shoe, that means that it's sewed, the leather is sewn on the inside, that's a choshevazach, that's a shoe already, there, the Rabbonim never asked it, because that wasn't daima to the Maisa. Right, so it's the Maisa, what happened at that time, was they were wearing sandals, which are sewn on the outside. But here, if the shoe is sewn on the inside, it's called a shoe already, even though you have nails sticking out, still it's mutter. Trashi torfum libifnim, shenosen manul shelor, you took this shoe made out of skin, lifnim minasandal, you put it inside the sandal, torfum, you sewed it up there. Mutas trashi shematim Rabbi Yechon time liadan. As he says over, I heard from my Rebbe Rabbi Yechon that it was mutter, but he doesn't know what the reason is. Mutter, you're right. So he told him, poshtri, the teretz is because it's not doima to a sandal anymore. Now it's called a shoe already. Right, the boy mine Rabbi Abba Bazav dem Rabbi Abba Bar Avina. Yes, in the Shaila. Also, kemin kalbus mahu. Let's say he made a regular sandal and you had these nails sticking out, but you have the nails sticking out not straight. Drashi, but made like a kalbus. What's a kalbus? Drashi, also, lemismor, you made the nails, kemin kalbus balaz, shnei roshim chadim. Two sides of it are sharp, ukfufim bent over, v'noyet shnei roshayim beitz, and two sides of it is tied to a wood, k'damina b'soita, kalba shal barzel, matilin zeh, matilin lo, l'toich piha. It's like a staple, like you have the picture on the side here, that the two pointy sides are bent over like a staple, and you just put those parts into the shoe, and the outside has no nails sticking on the outside. So he answered him, mutter, or malay mutter, such a sandal that has this type of staple sticking out is mutter. So Rashi hoil v'nishtanim isham mismorim, since it's not daima to regular nails sticking out of your shoe with the pointy part is sticking out. Here the pointy part are sticking inside the shoe, therefore it's mutter. Legozu elumein hamara. Chacham only asked to wear the exact type of his shoe, sandal, that it was at that time, which was a normal nails sticking out, and not like here, like a staple, the two points were sticking inside the shoe. If manami, we learned like this also, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, also kemin kalbus mutter. If you make your sandal with these nails sticking out like a staple, it's mutter. Omer Rav Sheshis, Chifu kula b'mismoris. Let's say the whole sole you filled up completely with nails. Kidei shleite karko echlosi. Kidei, you didn't want like the ground to ruin your soles. Like sometimes they put on your heel, you put a piece of metal to protect the heel. So here they filled up the whole sole full of nails to protect that like sole itself should never touch the ground. So drashi chifu milamata on the bottom part. He answered him back, mutter. Such a case is mutter. Why say the same teretz? Because it is not daima to the way they were at that maisa. The more tani kavos of Rav Sheshis, I'll bring a raya to Rav Sheshis. Lo yetsi ish, a person should not go out on Shabbos b'sandal amesuma with sandals that have these nails sticking out. For lo yitayil, you should not even walk mi bayis la bayis, even in yon chotzer, not labdak b'shus rabim, even from one house to another house. Afilu memita lemita. And even in your own house, from one bed to another bed, he's bechlal on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear the shoe at all. That's what we had before on Yom Tif, that's Osir, you're not allowed to send it, because it's not Roy Leklum, you can't use it at all on Shabbos and Yom Tif. But even though it's Muksa, But vice versa, it's called like a kli shemachtel yisim, but the sarah gufa tzach mukayim, it's mutter. So if you want to use the kli, the shoe itself, for a purpose that's mutter, like lechatzos bayas the kli, you want to use the shoe to cover up another keli, that's mutter. You want to put the sides of your bed, the poles of the bed to lean on this, that's also mutter. Drashi ab matalto noisin, a teres kli ulav, a shame kli it has. Like a kli shamlach to liyisir, that the tzara gufa tzara makayim, it's mutter. Vait of Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon oisir. He asked, as a trashi, do ma'aslan oilei. The reason why Chum even asked these shoes from touching them at all, because as a gzair, if you come to touch it for any purpose, we're afraid maybe you put them on and wear them. So the Gemara, noshru, roiv mismaroisov. If most of the nails fell out, noshru means the nails fell out of the sandal, v'nishtaru b'dalo dehei, and four or five nails were still left over, is mutter. Then it's mutter to go out. So Rashi, noshru, roiv mismaroisov, l'kam m'forshlo. Soon we'll explain what exactly happened. Mutter, so Rashi, heil v'nishtana mikumay shehoya, since it's different than the way it was originally, the main amara goes, they only made the exact way it happened then. So it says, if the nails fell out, and you only left over with four or five, it's mutter. For Rebbe mater, for Rebbe mater acheva. And Rebbe is even mater if you even have seven left over. But not more. If you have eight left over, then it'll blive also. But if you only have seven left over, then it's still mutter. Vaita, chifu beor milamata, you covered up the whole bottom with skin. For cover by mismaris, and you filled up the whole mismaris, the or full of nails. Milmala sticking out above it is mutter. You let her walk out with it on Shabbos. Vice says klal, like Rashi said, it's mutter because this is not doima to the exact type of a sandal when they went out at that maisa. Vice says at that time it was not covered up completely with nails. Vice says that the are so kimin kalbus. Let's say you made these nails like a staple that the two points were folded over and bent in. Oy kimin tas. Oy kimin tas. So Rashi, that means. Also, the rush misamir has the top of the nail. Of the nail, rochav, you made it very wide. Kemin tas, like a flat piece of metal. Oishasul chad, or she made the point very pointy. Kemin yesed, like a spike. Oikemin tas, gemara. Oikemin yesed. Oishi chifu kulav mismaris. Or she covered up the whole bottom sole full of nails. Kadesh loitek karka chlosay, that the karka should not eat it up, in other words, it should always be off the ground. The ground should not use up the skin, the sole. Is mutter. You let it go out with this type of a sandal on Shabbos. So that's a raya, that's mutter. And the time is, because it's not the exact type of sandal that the mice happen with. For the Gemara, Gufa Kasha. Omata, we just said, Noshru Rav Mismaroisov, if rove of the nails fell out, it's mutter. Mashma, Afa Gavdin Nishtaru by Tuva. Let's say Matkili had 100 nails there, and now 55 fell off. So it's Mashmit's mutter, even though you have 45 nails left over. For other Tanya, then right away it says, Aboy Chomishin, only if you have 4 or 5 nails left over, then it's mutter. Tfeiloi, if you have more or 5, it's also, so good to steal in the Bryser. Rav Sheshe is like Kasha, there's no Kasha here. Kan Shenigomamu, Kan Shenakru. It depends how they came out, how the nails fell out. Milmalo, it's like you took a spoon out of it, like you pulled it out. Shinigamu means you took out part of the soul also. So Rishuma, it's nicker that it was took out. Betoichet, out of the wood. But then even if a lot are left over. It's nicker, it's not the same type of sandal the way it was made. The sandal was made out of wood. And when you pull the nail out, like the hole is there. So it's nicker, the nails fell out. So it's not nicker the way it was originally. Therefore it's mutter. Mashenke and Chenek was a trash legarmu. You pulled out the whole nail. Shein nicker, show you by Yosef. It's not nicker that, like, there's a complete hole. It's not nicker that it was pulled out. Show you by Yosef dal de hay. In. So if you only have 4 or 5 left over, then it's mutter like we had before. That's called lenoi. If you only have 4 or 5 nails, it's mutter. Vashenkin's faith, if you have more than 4 or 5 nails left over, loi, then it's also. So the Gemara, aboy chomish mutter, says you have 4 or 5 left over, it's mutter. For the Gemara, what's this lashon 4 or 5? Hashdu chomishori madrich, if you have 5 left over. We say it's still mutter, like we had before, because that's called lenoi, or vizoya aboy mi boy. Avad, if you have 4 left over, avad should be mutter. Amrel Chizdo, Arbo Misando Kotim. It means they are a very small sandal. So then, if four left over, that's Mutter. And if five is left over, it would be Osir. Vashayn Kein, V'chomish Misando Godel. If you had a big sandal, then, if you have five left over, it's still Mutter. More than five, it's Tak Osir. Fight of Rebbe Matar Acheva. Rebbe was Matar to carry, to walk out with these sandals as if they only have seven nails sticking out. For the Gemara Astira of Atanya, Rebbe Matar Acholosh Asara. Rebbe was Matar until 13 nails sticking out. Sakam only until 7, here it says 13. And for the Gemara Noitishani, where was Rebbe Matar 13? In the case where the sandal was slanty, we said that one side of the sole was thick and one side was thin. So the reason why I put the nails there was to straighten it out. So in such a case, even 13 is mutter. But shank it on a regular flat sole, then it's only mutter 7 and not more. So tomorrow, Hashra, the Yasla Hochi, now they come on to say there's no steer in that brisa, that sandal hanoite. That means a slanty sandal is different. He shouldn't ask any kasha, according to Rabbi Yechon either anymore. Noite shani? Noite is different. That his original steer was, Rabbi Yechon, it says only five is mutter. And here the brisa said by sandal hanoite, one said 7 and one said 13, but nobody said 5. The Teretz says where the sandal is not straight, the slanty, then even Rabbi Yechon is also asking me to do more than 5, either 7 or 13. Rabbi Yechon only said 5 where it's a straight, a flat, a sole. Shrashi Noite Shani, Shekulon Tzrichemoy. You need these nails. Last Shreshin to straighten it out. V'yenechod Mehen Lechazik. None of them is there to make it strong. So if it was not doing it to the mice will happen. So Drashi has to Yasil Hochi Lechalik to make a difference. Ben Noit Lishay Noit, whether the sandal is slanty or not slanty, is the Rabbi Yechon and Ami? You have the exact same territory according to Rabbi Yechonin. Because the Perchus Liel, like we asked before, Minay, the Yarmu, we said, the Yoma command, who's it go like? Economical truth say, you can give the same territory. The Yerlom Kurabin Nosin. Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Nosin. And Ayam Nosson says 7, and Rabbi Yechon said only 5 nails. The Teretz is v'noite shani. If the nails are slanty, it's different. Dosa mati rat sheva. Avalei noite heva suloi. But with the sole of the sandal is not slanty, dosa flat sole, a normal sole, then it's only mute 5 nails sticking out. That's called lenoi. More than 5 nails, Rabbi Yechon holds, that's called, you're doing it already lechazik, to make the shoe, to make the sandal stronger. And that's doing to the mice show you, and that the yasit. So the Gemara Omar Rav Masna, V'yamilo Omar Rav Achtavoy Bar Masna, Omar Rav Masna, Ein Halacha K'Reb Lezer B'Reb Shimon. We don't paskin like Reb Lezer B'Reb Shimon. What was Reb Lezer B'Reb Shimon's halacha? That he said that the sandal Mesumer is muksur on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to touch it for no purpose. Even if you want to use the Sora Gufain to cover up a kli on this Mechmekara meat, the Yodu was also. And Rashi said that Tam was, because they made Xeru, were afraid if you touch it for any purpose, maybe you come to wear it. So he's saying, we don't pass Knag Reb Lezer B'Shimon. Fredim Rav Shita Avada. Yochid V'Rav, Malochak Rav, that's the klal. He's a Yochid. And the Tanakam of Rechom say it's Mutter, so Avada, he passed that Rechom. So the Gemara Nain, Mal the Taima, Mistab the Taima, the Reb Lezer B'Shimon, but I'm all, you have to go Bosi Yisvara. In Svara, it's more Mistab Reb Lezer B'Shimon's time. Boho, Kamash Malon, still, we don't pass like him. So Drashi Mistabra Taima Diosla Tautu Shem Yinolenu. We the Rabbanon should make a shtank exera to say you can't touch it for no reason. Because any time you come to touch it, we should be afraid. Maybe now you put it on. Kamashvelo, no, we don't paskin like that svara. And still we say it's mutti to touch it for a purpose. Letzorah gufa tzorach mekoyimai. Omer Rabbi Chiya. Ilav dekorili bebavloi. If not, the people called me in Bovil Shari Yisura. That I have a name, that I'm Matir Yisurim, Sharinu Beituva. It means I would have been Matir to let you go out with a sandal, even though it has a lot of nails still sticking out. Not only like we had before, either 5, 7, or 13, he would even be Matir more than that. So the more of a Kama, how much would he be Matir? But Pavadisa Amri Esrim V'Yabur. He would have been matter to walk out even though there are 24 nails sticking out. But Suri Armin and Suri, they say, Eschun Vatartin, only 22. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Nachman Yitzchok says, V'simnecho, what's the simin about who says what? Adiyosi b'pumpadisa l'suya chosar tarti. Since he came from Pumbadisa, the Suri is missing two. There is in Suri, they only said 22. And in Pumbadisa, they said 24. So Trashi, Bavloi Shari Yisuri. To Rabbi Chiya mi Bavel have Rabbi Chiya used to live in Bavel. Kramina Besuka. Only Rabbi Chiya Ubana Vyosta. They first came in, they were the first ones to come up to Bavel. Adiyasi Rabbi Chiya. Kisholim mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. When he came from Eretz Yisrael, when he came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Obo Derech Surya mi Pompadisi. He came from Surya to Pompadisa. Chos Atarti. Noflu Shtaim is Mersa Baderechis. When he was walking from Surya to Pompadisa, he lost two. That's the marshal here. They said 22, and they said 24, because when he started out, he had 24 nails in the shoe, and when he got there, two fell off on the way, he only had 22. So the Gemara Baita, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to walk out with only one shoe on your foot on Shabbos. That means only one foot has a shoe, and the other foot does not have a shoe, it's also. Bizman shein ragli makah. That means if you don't have a makah on your shoe, on your foot, if you don't have a wound on your foot. So the Gemara, it's a dia, koyesh ragli makah, mashma, if one of your foot has a wound on it, nofik. Then you're allowed to go out with only one shoe. You don't have to have two shoes. From here we could be medayi to nafi. Then it's muta. You're allowed to walk out biyok with one shoe. Boy tamud. Now the Gemara asks the shaila: Bahai meraglav nafik. Which one of your 2 feet is going out with the shoe on? For the Gemara, bahai minayil nafik. With which one of the feet is wearing the shoes? Omer Rav Huna bi'oseh sheish b'maka. That means the one foot that has the wound on it, on that foot you're allowed to walk out with a shoe. Almazat Gemara, kesava manul lishum tsar of it. Now what's the reason why people wear sandals? Why do people wear shoes? Letzar, to take away the tsar. Nukub the says, if it's not for tsar, you wouldn't wear shoes at all. Strashi sandal lishum tsar of it. Shlayingov, you say this, you don't want to hurt yourself. Step on pointy things, Hashrochim, Vitzar Hilkach, Kishiroi Noisa, Tzaleya. When they see that you're walking with a wound, you've been Tzaleya, like limping, Vyaydim Shesh Paraglav Maka. People know you have a wound. Ein Choshtim Moisa. People don't think Shetoyenes Hashen Biodoy, that you're carrying the second shoe in your hand. Hela Makirim, by people see, Lefi Maisov, Shepas Oisov Koshis. That your pasosev is your heels are very hard, and you're not mitztayer with the points with the yisaidus adrochim. And really, you're such a person that won't wear shoes at all. Ela mishum makah. Now, the only reason why you're wearing one shoe is because you have a makah, you have a wound. V'daya bezelavadu. It's enough for you to wear just this one shoe. That's one pshat. Oloshin Rabbi says Rashi learned the pshat before. Hinami. We're afraid maybe people will laugh that you're wearing only one shoe, and you'll take it off. You'll take it off, so people should laugh at you. So Rashi loychazi, the loychazi, lamakel loysholof lo. The mitzdayib, you say that's a drachim, machmes amakim. Here we're not afraid you'll take off this one shoe because you're wearing the shoe on the foot that you have a makah. So we're not afraid you'll take off the shoe now because you'll zich hurt yourself. So even though people are laughing on you, still you won't take it off. That's one shot. Mor v'chia barav omar ba'isoy shein b'maka. On which shoe, which foot are you allowed to walk out? On which foot are you allowed to walk out with the shoe? On the foot that does not have the maka. So Gemara Alma, from here we see, k'sov alishum tainagovit. What's the reason why people wear shoe? Not only to take away the tsar of the drachim, but mishum tainug. Or v'zoy, to make yourself look comfortable. That's why you wear it. Now this one foot that has a maka, you have a wound there. People know that the reason why you're not wearing a shoe on that one is because you have a wound. So therefore, you're wearing a shoe on the other foot. That foot, you're doing it for pleasure. People should be chashed, maybe you're holding the other shoe in your hand. People say no, that the reason why you're not wearing the shoe on the other foot is because there's a maka there. So drash l'shum tainagovit. Adam istanis v'rach. People, that's very mafunik. O makirin mitoich maisav shenoel noaloi achas shuistanis v'zu makos mechachas alo. People know that you're an istanis, you're doing it for pleasure. Why are you not wearing the shoe on the other foot? Because you have a wound there. O mevinim shamake menosim milino. People say because of the wound you can't put the shoe on. V'lechashidle, people will be chashed you that you're carrying the other shoe in your hand. The other pshat of Rashi is Rabbi Isai, that we should be afraid people will laugh at you, the fact you're only wearing one shoe, and therefore you'll take it off. Here people will laugh at you, because they see, the reason why you're not wearing the other shoe is because you have a wound on it. So the more of Yafri Rabbi Yechon and Sovalo Lohod Rav Huna. Rabbi Yechon also holds like Rav Huna's Svara. The Yom Malay Rabbi Yechon Rav Shomon Bar Abba. Hovali Mistanoi, give me my shoes. Yoivale Diyamin. He gave him his right one first. Or Malay, he told him, Osisi Maka. You made me as if I have a Maka right now. What does that mean? So Rashi Osisi Maka. Rabbi Yechonon Svirle Dehanoil Sandolim. Rabbi Yechonon knows whoever puts on shoes, Noil Shel Smol Tchila. First, you're supposed to put on the left shoe first. The Yachakach Shel Yemin. Then you put on the right shoe. This is what he meant to answer back. If I'm going to put on this shoe first, I'm not going to put on the left shoe anymore after that. Because I hold you're supposed to put the left first, then the right. So if I'm only putting on the right, I won't put the left on after that. For in the Yaitz of Yochid, I'm going to go out with just one shoe on my right foot. But Yossi says, ooh, you made me look now, shall you mean? You made my right foot look, ilu hoisa bomaka, as if this foot had a maka. Al muksova boisa shiesh bomaka nul. On the foot that I have a maka, on that's the foot that I put the shoe. Because the shoe purpose is to take away tsar, so I want to take away the tsar from this one. So the Gemara name, Veduma Kechia Baras, really, maybe he holds like a Kechia Barav. Lochikom, this is what he meant to say. Osishi shall smell. If I catch, you made my left foot maka, as if it had a maka. Because he holds what? Which foot they put the shoe on? The healthy foot. Now, if you gave me the right one, so I'm only going to put the right shoe on. Now, my left foot will look like I have a maka. So, if there's no right, which way he holds? I put the shoe on the healthy foot. I go out now with one. Shoe. On the right side. I'm going to go out with the one that doesn't have a maka. So more of a yod Rabbi Yechon the timer. Rabbi Yechon goes the timing. The Rashi what the Omer Asisa Maka the Shemini Minei the Yevi Neil the Yamin Bereisha Suli Yevi Neil the Smel Basui. The Rabbi Yechon goes to Shitosu. Once you put on the right shoe, he would not put on the left shoe. The Omer Rabbi Yechon the Ketfilin. You should know putting on shoes is like Tfilin. The Ketfilin Kach Manolim. That Ma Tfilin Bismel you put on the left. Af Manolim Bismel you have to start on the left. So first goes the left foot, then the right foot. When you tie your shoes, nail show you mean. You have to tie the right first. When you put your shoes on, put on your right shoe first. Then you put on the left one. So it's the kasha on Rabbi Yechon. On Rabbi Yosef. Hashtag the Tanya Hochi. Vom Rabbi Yechon Hochi. We learned the Braisa, not like Rabbi Yechon. And Rabbi Yechon says to put on the left shoe first. Hochi, the Ovid, Hochi, Ovid, or the Ovid, Hochi, Ovid. Whichever way you want is good. Either put on your right shoe first or put on your left shoe first. Omele Abaya, Dilma Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbi Yechon, Homas, Pisan, Heavy Shmile. Name, what's the right? Maybe Rabbi Yechon didn't hear this mission, this Braisa. The Heavy Shmile, if he would have heard this Braisa, Heavy Hotabe, he would be Chazer from his Pshat. Vinami Shmuel, and even if it's true that he heard his bride talk, sovereign, a local Jewish mission, he holds, we don't pass like that Mishnah. Om Rav Nachman, Reb Yitzchok, but maybe we hold. Vinami Shmilei Uksavar ain't a lochvis Mishnah. And he holds, we don't pass on that Mishnah. So Mesopik was Pran of Yechon. So the Moram Nachim Yitzchok, Yishno Yirei Shemayim, Yoitzi Deishtem Yirei Shemayim, should be Yitzchok Boshitis. Umani Ma Bred Rova. Heichi Yovit, how should you do to be Yitzchok Boshitis, like we do, the Maisa? Sign the Yamin, first put on the right shoe, first. For Le Kotter, don't tie it. They signed the small, then put on the left shoe. The kotter, then tie the left shoe first. Well, the kotter, the mina, then tie the right shoe. Om Rav Ashi, Chazin Rav Kano, to lay kopit. I saw Rav Kano, he was not marked, but which one to put on first, either right or left. Tan Rabbonin, Kishu, no, show you mean. When you put on shoes, put on the right shoe first. V'yachakach, no, show small, then put on the left shoe. Kishu, chelus, when you take off the shoes, chelus, show small, first take off the left shoe. V'yachakach, chelus, show you mean, then take off the right one. Kishu, reichet, when you take a shower, reichet, show you, wash yourself, reichet, show you mean. First always right, the right side. V'yachakach, reichet, show small, then you wash the left side. Kishu, sach, when you put oil on you, you rub yourself, sach, show you mean, first rub the right side, v'yachakach, show small. V'roit, salosa, kagufa, if you want to rub the whole body, first goes the head. That's the melech for all the evar.